There's another casualty of war in South Sudan. Christmas isn't quite over, and a next-gen group is asking, what's your passion? We've got a packed edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The conflict in South Sudan is complicated. It's equal parts political, tribal, and religious. A new United Nations report says it's also displaced nearly 620,000 people, many of whom are kids. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says education is a casualty of survival.
Maybe they quit school in the fourth grade because their family had to flee, and now they're in a place of 2-3 years that they've just been sitting and waiting to go back, and they can't go back.
What's at stake for these kids?
They have the possibility of being radicalized. They have the possibility of being exploited because of economic needs of a family.
BGR, along with a partner, is helping schools. They're providing food so kids can be in school.
School attendance then translates into hope for the future, and it also provides an avenue for us to insert Christian values and the gospel in the lives of those students attending school.
A little help goes a long way toward a different future. Thinking of helping? We've posted links at our website to get you started. Next, about 1.6 million Syrian refugees are facing a bitter winter in Lebanon. They're living in tents without heat, food, and health care. As a result, people are getting sick. Food for the Hungry is showing refugees the love of Christ by meeting basic needs. They're also working to help make camps healthier and more productive. Supplies are expensive, though, and FH needs your help in making an impact. Go to our website to help. This is Mission Network News. Are you willing to invest in the kingdom of God? Far Corners Missions' Gary Bishop says they're building a safe home in India to protect street kids and introduce them to Christ. When finished, 250 children will call the facility home.
That's 250 little lives that were spared the probability of going into human trafficking or becoming sick and diseased out on the streets on their own and prematurely dying.
There have been a lot of delays and great opposition, but now the end's in sight. There's less than $70,000 left to raise. Can you help Far Corners cross the finish line?
In just a few days' notice, we've already had people donate $3,000, so the money is starting to come in.
For less than $20, you can help build a square foot of the facility. We'll connect you at our website.
We're just asking God to provide those additional funds so we can get this facility built and these children into a safe place.
Meanwhile, Christmas may be over in the U.S., but not in Russia. It's tomorrow. SOAR International is there now helping orphan kids celebrate with their stuff-a-stocking deliveries. SOAR's Greg Mangione says this helps local churches guide children to a better future, one that includes Christ. He says an example of this is church outreach in Sochi.
The broader consequences of this ministry is that more than just these kids, those that are working with these kids, providing them homes, whether it's their parents or other family members, are seeing that the church is reaching out to these kids and loving on them, and that is a pretty big testimony in and of itself.
Orphans and at-risk children have a lot to overcome.
The statistics for children, especially those that have been in the orphanage system in Russia, are pretty bleak. And so it's encouraging to us to see and to partner with churches that are trying to address the needs of at-risk children and children in the orphanage system in Russia.
Rec and other equipment for youth ministries needed. There's a link to donate at our website. And the next generation is getting ready to change the world for Christ. Passion 2015 is kicking off in the U.S., getting college kids together for 3 days of teaching and worship. Passion conferences are all about equipping 18 to 25-year-olds to make Christ known around the world. At the same time, they fight for justice by helping victims of modern-day slavery. Learn more and sign up for the next Passion Conference at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the 2015 Vision Beyond Borders prayer calendar. It's free. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.